Chazal say that afilu sefitor shebazar tzorach mazel, that everything requires good mazel. So out of all the lamatas malachas, I think the malach of tzad get the most mazel, because all the Torahs about anything you ever want to know about malach shetzichel gufa and davshem miskaved and sikreishas and nichleis and lom nichleis, one Torah, all the Torahs that are relevant to the other 38 malachas all snuck away in somehow some deep dark secret, found a way into malach of tzad. So we're going to use this opportunity, hopefully this week and next week, to try to speak not only about the intricacies of Malachas Tzad, but almost to branch out, to use it as the role model for many of the klolim that really govern all of the Chashavis. So the Gemara discusses, considering Malachas Tzad, that every once in a while you have a situation where you're doing a tzedah that's covered by the p'tur of Malachas She'en Etzrich L'Gufa, assuming that such a p'tur exists. So already something that we spoke way, way back in Malachas Gozes, famous machlekes atenoymtin reviewed Rabbi Shimon. Whenever I do malacha and I'm doing the malacha, the ainat tzurich lagufa. Now, even that term malacha tzurich lagufa is a loaded machlekes. Just for simplicity purposes, we're going to go beikvas atosis right now. When Tosis claims that malacha tzurich lagufa means gufa refers to the gufa mishkan, like everything else in the chashavas that doesn't have a clear source, always falls back to mishkan. So malacha tzurich lagufa means I'm doing the malacha, I'm doing the identical pa'ula as was done in the mishkan, but I'm doing it for a very, very different purpose, a different tachlis. So in terms of the maisa, it's identical, but the machshava is different. So if maisa, machshava tchil, the machshava plays a role, I'm doing it for a fundamentally different kind of a purpose than in Malachas HaMishkan. And as such, Taisus explains the original example that the Mishnah gives us in Perek HaMatzniyah, the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about a maites ameis, if a person takes a dead body out, so he carries from the Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim. So he's doing a Mais El Tzor. There's fundamentally nothing different between that and carrying the Kroshim of the Mishkan. But the difference is huge, that the carrying that was done in the Mishkan was done to use the item, to use the Chepsa. Here, I'm doing it for removal purposes, not for use of purposes. So that cannot possibly be called the Malach HaTzichel Gufa. So Rabbi Yehuda said it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no such klal of Malach HaTzichel Gufa at all, and therefore Yechayim on the level of Deraisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the Malach HaGemura. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, Malach Shetzichel Gufa is going to be potter. It's still awesome, but it's going to be potter. So Gemara picks up on that model, that machlekes, and begins to plug it into tzeda as well. Let's say a person does tzeda, the same maaser, but he does it for a radically different purpose that was done in the Mishkan. What was tzeda done in the Mishkan for? Like otzah, to use. What if I'm doing tzeda, not because I want to use the item, but because in a certain sense I want to remove the item. I want to get away from me. I want to trap this item to keep it as far away from me as possible. I'm not interested in eating it. I'm not interested in using its skin. I'm not interested in using its fur. I want to get rid of it. I want to get away from me. So that should be the halach equivalent of motis ameis lekavro. So that's what the Gemara seems to say. Pashas and the sugi is, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, the Gemara illustrates certain examples where a person may very much want to do an act of tzeda, not because he wants the item, but simply lavricha me'alov. Let's say, for example, a person is a tzad nochash leishchenu. He's trying to trap a snake, not because he's a snake charmer, not because he has his pet snakes in a zoo, because he doesn't want the snake to bite anybody. Now, for right now, we're going to put aside any issues of pikuach nefesh. We're going to assume for now that we're not dealing with pikuach nefesh. If you're dealing with pikuach nefesh, then obviously the game's over and you can do whatever you have to do and try it. So let's just, you know, assume we're not dealing with poisonous snakes just for a moment. So we're dealing with a situation where a person wants to be tzad, this nachash, not because he wants to use the nachash, because he wants to remove the nachash. So l'chora, the simple reading of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not negotiable. If it's not pikuach nefesh, not a tzad pikuach nefesh, what could possibly be matir is a deraisa? That's the pashas hadavar. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also not yet not so simple, because even though Rabbi Shimon holds that tzad nachash lo yishchenu cannot possibly be a deraisa, it's still awesome in the Rabbanon, and he's in the Rabbanon, not just Mutal Gamre. So here the Gemara suggests that maybe this particular Issur Rabbanon, according to Bishimon, could have been lifted by the Chachamim, because there's a very, very good reason, very extenuating circumstances to lift this Issur Rabbanon. Namely, we don't want people to get bitten. So again, even though no one's going to die, it's still, imagine a snake bite is rather painful, even a non-poisonous snake bite. And therefore, the Makom Tsar, just as we find that Chazal lifted other Yisurim Drabbanan, not all, And Tosfos throws their hands up in Masechta Shabbos and writes that if you're looking for an absolute klal gadol, when Chazal lifted Yisurim d'Rabbanan, when they didn't, so you better spend a lot of time searching, because Tosfos says, Ein l'damos gezeiros Chazal zel zeh. It's very hard to know which ones they did lift, which ones they didn't lift. But here, the Gemara seems to say they did lift this one, and therefore, b'makom tzar, they basically told you you're allowed to violate what would otherwise be only a nisa d'Rabbanan because of Lakshay Tzrich L'Gufa. That's the presentation would appear if you just read the Gemara itself. Then, if you want to extend that out of the realm of snakes, so you could plug that into any other things that are painful biting. You want to plug that into bees, you want to plug that into, maybe we could discuss other insects perhaps, we could discuss other scenarios. Whenever it meets the criteria, whatever that threshold, whatever you think the barometer of pain is, to be matir, lakshay tzrich l'gufa, so be it. That's a simple reading of your Bible. Of course, what should follow from this statement is that before we can apply this halacha l'maaseh and let the guy start, you know, sitting around sukkahs trapping his bees to avoid people from getting bit, you have to ask yourself, well, wait a second, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Reb Yehuda, do we paskin like Reb Shimon? Because if we paskin like Reb Yehuda, the game's over. If we paskin like Reb Shimon, then we can negotiate. So how do we paskin? So there's also a throwback to Geizes. If you remember, there was a little bit of confusion in Hilchos Geizes, because the Shulchan Aruch had that funny line in the sugya about geizes, about the person who gets haircuts and the person who cuts their nails. The Shulchan Aruch spoke about those being potential malachas deraisa. And Tosfos said, it was a Shabbos, how could getting a haircut be deraisa? How could cutting your nails be deraisa? It's geizes she'en etzarech legufo. You don't want the nails. You don't want the hair, unless you're, the nails I can't even begin to think what you would do with. But the hair, you're not running a sheitel business. So presumably, when the Shulchan Aruch says you're getting a haircut, and that's a deraisa, Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's siding with Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what some suggest. The Goyim says that maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch, maybe that's what the Mechaber meant. It wouldn't be wild to say that, to say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins Melech Shehetzich Lufu would be chayev, because that is in fact the Shita Seh Rambam. The Rambam is unequivocally, the Rambam for sure paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So to say the Shulchan Aruch followed suit, the Rambam is not off the charts, but it's still rather mechunish to say that. It's very, very hard for us to say that because of statements that the Shulchan Aruch makes in Uchas Tzad that sound like the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like the Rambam. He makes a reference to the Rambam, but it doesn't sound from the Mechaber and Shin Tezayin that he actually sides with the Rambam. So if you remember back to Gozes, that forced us to reinterpret Gozes. Either to say like the Magen Avraham, Hachamayaskin, that the guy wants the hair, very strange with Kimta, or perhaps more likely, like the Mishnah Berurah suggested, based on the Rivash, because that's called Tzrich L'Gufa, because in the Mishkan they also did it Liyapas as a R, and that was that whole Shtickle Torah that we spoke about back in Gozes. So the publishers of Dvarim is that we really do honest to goodness hold like Rabbi Shimon. Reuben the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, notably, do pass like Rabbi Shimon. Even though normally the Klali Halacha are Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of the Erevin, but those Klali Apsach are always subject to reversal by the Amorim themselves. And there are sugyas in the Gemara that seem to side with Rabbi Shimon. So Reuben the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. So if that's the case, then we're a pretty good place right now in terms of trapping our bees and trapping our snakes and trapping all those things that are going to cause tzar. We can make the simple chesher with the Gemara. It's only d'rabbanan anyway, because it's only lakshay tzrich l'gufa. Have a makom tzar, lo gazru. What throws a little bit of a monkey wrench, almost a coolant into the sugya, is the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam was the Rishon for sure. Whether the Mechaber held away or not, you can consult the Gedolei HaPoskim. But the Rambam is clear as day, Yirmichol Shabbos, that he passed in Zegar of Yehuda. The Melech Shetzich Gufa is Chayav. And yet, oddly, the Rambam quotes this din that Tzad Nochash is okay. The Rambam might say, you got to be Tzad Nochash, which is Pilei Ploim. The reason why it's Mutter is because of Melech Shetzich Gufa being a Derabana. So obviously, the Rambam had some other theory as to what's going on in the Sugi. Obviously, the Rambam understood that somebody else in the Gemara had something else to say about this topic. And again, we're not learning the sugyas of Masechta Shabbos right now. We're trying to be, might say, the klolim halacha. But suffice it to say, you have to do a lot of work in the Rambam, just from textually, how the Rambam saw what he saw in the Gemara itself. But forget about how he saw it. How do you explain it? Obviously, the Rambam's holding that Tzad Nochash Lo Yishchenu is mutter for another reason. It's not Meshubad to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon anymore. It's no longer subject to the Shita of Lach Tzad Nochash being part. There's got to be some other heter here. What is that on that? That's the multi-million dollar question. So the Sefer Yoreim, Rabbi Elazar Mitz, already plugs in a possible heter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah presents, which is like conventional wisdom. Reb Chaim had a whole another razzle-dazzle view in the Rambam, but we're going to leave that out for now. The conventional wisdom, the way the Sefer Yoreim presents the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Pashas Advarim is that the Rambam differentiates between Melech Shetzich L'Gufa, which generally we don't accept according to the view of the Rambam, in contrast to sometimes, when you're doing a Melecha, your machshava is so fundamentally, radically different from the Malachas HaMishkan, from the Tzura, what the Emes HaMachshav is, it is so different, it is not only different, it's actually antithetical to what the Malacha was. When you're doing something, the exact reverse reason, the literally 180 degree difference from what the Tzura HaMalacha, what the Tachas HaMalacha, what the purpose of the Malacha was, that's Potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda people, even according to Rambam people. So comes Rabbi Elazar Mitzvah and says, the whole machus of tzeda, if you think about it, what's being tzeda? Tzeda means, I have this animal running around, and I want this animal. I'm plotting to get this animal. So I'm going to do anything and everything in my power to get this animal as close to me as possible. So I close the door on it, I lock it up, I trap the bird, I'm doing anything and everything to get this animal so I can really geschmack and spend quality time with this animal, using its skin and using its fur and killing it. That's what I want. That's what the malach of tzeda. And then you have a nochash. The guy's terrified. He's got this rattlesnake. I don't forget the rattlesnake. He got this, I give him some snake that's floating around the mountains. You know, nothing too serious, nothing too poisonous. He's got this snake. The last thing this guy wants is the snake. He's trying to get rid of the snake. He's doing the mamish v'nafech v'mlechaseida. Zokter b'loz v'mitz, lavricha me'alov is so antithetical to what seida is that it can't be chayav, even according to Rabbi Yehuda people, even according to the Rambam people. It's not like regular machzer tzuchu. Regular machzer tzuchu means people carry things for different reasons. You know, why do you carry things? I mean, you know, make a conscious effort over the next hour when you leave this room. Think of the different things that you carry. So, I'll sell a marshal. I'll give you even a marshal. I'm going to carry, I got my wallet in my pocket. Why? Because I may need the wallet for something later. I got my car keys, I'm going to take this bottle of water and I don't know, this high-quality Kirkland water. This is like the fourth year I'm giving off the same bottle of water. I'm probably not going to drink this water tomorrow. But it's not nice to leave it on the table. I'm going to take it and toss it into the recycling bin over there. If you ever look, by the way, in the recycling bin, all is there is my waters. Okay? So people, you don't look at the act of carrying and saying, carrying is only a certain manner. People carry things for different reasons, to use, to remove. Again, if you want to be a stickler for details of Mishkan, so there's a parasha for Malach Shetzich Legufa. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept it, Rabbi Shimon didn't accept it. But Seida, this is not even Seida. This is the antithesis of what Seida. This is not trapping. This is, you're not calling in your hunter, you're calling in your exterminator. It's a different tzur, it's a different Malach, it's a different Ma'is Legamre. And that's so antithetically different than the parasha from Seida, that cannot be chayv even according to the Rambam. That's what the Mishnah Berurah presents in the name of the Sefer Reim. So I'll call upon him when all the dust settles. Next time a nochash comes, you're allowed to be tzad that nochash lo ishchenu, and extend that to other kinds of bugs and other things that cause a lot of pain. So mikra din, if you're sitting in the sukkah and you're nervous, again, if you're not such a nervous guy, you don't really care, so you let the bees fly around. But if you're nervous, again, I'm not talking about kukun nefesh. If there are babies around, bees are very, very serious. You can start talking kukun nefesh language. But yeah, older people there, the worst you can get is a sting. You can argue. I'm afraid. I don't want to be bit. I don't want to be stung. One can argue. To put a cup on top of the bee is not, per se, a problem. According to Rova Rishonim, it's a lach shetzich lagufa, the tzorach, to avoid tzara is mutter. Even according to the Rambam, you don't call it a lach shetzich lagufa, but call it X, call it l'avricha me'alav, and that's your pashas be mutter as well. Again, then you have to ask a further question, have we met the barometer of what's called painful? Does that apply to a mosquito? Without the West Nile of Ireland, an Arab Kuchnevich is hard to believe. I don't know. We have to discuss that a little bit. So again, you have to plug in the details, what you think constitutes enough of a tzar. But the Ikaron, on the level of the Raisa, we could probably clear the path, Bein Lefi Rov Rishon and Bein Lefi Rambam.
What another question for me is that if you try to grab the bee inside the cup, you wouldn't necessarily be able to grab it in one attempt.
Cool. I mean, that not per se going to make it not say that. It may make it not say that the Raisa, but I'm not even sure those facts are right. If it's inside the cup, it's probably pretty enclosed. You have to. So it's hard to know because Yerim only said it bedas this Rambam bedas this thing that what the Gemara says is mutter. So it's not 100% clear. Did he mean it? Did he mean it like the Gemara's first naked derabana and then use tsar, or did he mean it just a glot they had there all together? I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I my guess would probably be that it still has to go through derech derabanans because the Yerim svara should be good for the other Rishonim also. So why does the Gemara have to say derabanan because lachshei tukuv and then be matir al-tar? The Reim is really right. The Reim's shita is far as not just to true contributor; it should be milo gor Rabbi Shimon as well. So pashas, everyone agrees you have to go down the root of derabanan. Pashas.
Couldn't you say the same thing by gozes though? That one, I want the hair because I really want it. One is I really want to stay away from the hair because I don't like it on my head.
Yeah, so this gets very tricky. You know, at what point do you undermine? I mean, you can't go too far. I mean, you're going to be guilty of overkill. If every malacha, every time you have malacha as a goof, you're just going to say, oh, well, let's just call it lavicha mitlav and call it a day. So obviously that's the yeshbul b'davar. So the Ramad Ruch HaKadosh, you figured out. The yeshbul b'davar, that say that makes sense to him. I don't know if it makes sense to him. I'm not sure.
For the Rambam, does it have to be when it's going to hurt you, or could it just be some any animal that you don't want around you?
No, no. So again, that's what he's saying correctly. That pashas, you have to solve the problems of rabbanon. So in Ochinam, you have to, you need that tsar in order to overcome any potential issues of the rabbanon and pashas. So at Kopanim, we see that Malach Shetzel and Gufa definitely interacts very significantly in Malach of Seida. But then there's another pashas, another sugi that also interacts greatly, and that's the principle of Dov Shem Miskavim. So maybe just, I mean, we've probably touched on the Shabbos Kavin once or twice, and people, I'm sure, have seen it in different places in Shas. But just to, you know, recap for a moment, just a basic klal, before we begin to see, hopefully, how it plays out in terms of Seder. So there's the Yaduma first of Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, by golly, the same two Tanoim, that may be related or may be coincidental. It's not clear that there's any relation between those two statements. But Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have to have a Machlekes about the following. I do action A, and action A is a ma'isa muta. There's nothing wrong with action A. Zero. Het tegoma. However, there is a chance that action B may result. Action B happens to be an isser. I cannot say with certainty. I do not know. We'll call it a colloquial 50-50 chance. But it could be that action B may occur. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot do action A. It's usur to do action A. That's called the Dover Shavis Kavim. Even though I'm not even thinking about action B. I'm not interested in action B happening. I don't even know what's going to happen. It may happen. 50-50 chance. That's going to be a problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda's view. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Dover Shavis Kavim is not a problem. Not only is it not a problem, it's not even a problem. L'chadchila. It's mut l'chadchila, says Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's osur. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mut l'chadchila. Now, there is a big machlekes in the Rishonim within the view of Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to spend too much time. If we were learning a shiur in Lomdus and Ruchos Shabbos, we'd spend more time on this. But we're trying to use the Lomdus to get to the Lamaisa part. Within the view of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lot to talk about. Did Rabbi Yehuda mean Dov Hashem is Kavan is also Midderaisa? Or did he mean it's only a Chumah Midderabonim? That's already a loaded question. So Taisus in a few places writes that Rabbi Yehuda held on a level of Deraisa, Dov Hashem is Kavan can never really be also. It's impossible. You know why? Because it's lacking the basic ingredient of Malach HaShavas. So what is that? Malach HaShavas. Malach HaShavas means a well-thought-out, planned, intent kind of an action. You don't even know what's going to happen. What's Malach HaShavas? So Taisus tries to convince you in a few places in Shas that there's no yitochin that Rabbi Yehuda's view should be on the love of Deraisa. The love of Deraisa, everybody agrees that the notion is Kavis Taka Muta Ben HaTorah. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is only on the love of Derabonah. That's Taisus' presentation. Not everyone agrees to that, Taisus. But then Taisus turns around and says that if you look carefully in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon had a Machlekes at Kol Tarkuloso. The Machlekes, we spoke about this by Nozer, but the Nozer was playing with his payas. So the Gemara presents the same Machlekes we've been Rabbi Shimon by Kol Tarakula. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asa, Rabbi Shimon holds Mota. The Taisa says, Rabbi Yehuda means what? It means Asa Medaraisa. You know why? Because you can't hide behind Kol Tarakula. So Taisa presents a strange thing that the Gemara just lumps together the whole time. Dov Shem is Kavim is also, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutar. The Gemara has it by Nozah, the Gemara has it in Pesachim, the Gemara has it by Shabbos. Where is it? Kol Tar Kula, B'Shabbos, all other areas of Halacha. And Taisus points out that there's a big difference between the two Machlekes. That one Machlekes is on a level of Deraisa, and that's by Kol Tar Kula. And one Machlekes is in the Ruch HaShabbos, which is only a Machlekes on a level of Derabana. So again, for our purposes, that it's fascinating, and it's one of the biggest Taisus in the Shas. It's Yuma Daf Lama Dal. It takes like two pages in the Gemara. It's a very, very important sugya. But for our purposes, Rabbi Shimon, it's not so important. Because we pass in the Halacha, the Dov Shem is Kavim is Taka Mutar. It's Mutar in Kol Tar Kula, and it's Mutar in Shabbos. Not only is it Mutar in the Torah, it's Taka Mutar in the Rabbanan. And therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, any and every time you do something Derech Dov Shem is Kavim, you're good to go. Therefore, it's pretty clear from the Gemara that if you have a situation of Tzeda, which is the Dov Hashem is Kavin of Tzeda, It sounds like you're okay. You're good to go. What could be wrong? It's a Dovah Shemes Kavin of Seida. L'chaira, there's nothing wrong. That's the Pashas of the Gemara. And Pates, the Gemara, and Shabbos as well. But then the Gemara throws a curveball at us. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon had this phenomenal cooler called Dovah Shemes Kavin. Come Abai and Rav and said, the buck stops here. Maidu, right? Amr Le Travayu. Abai Rav Damit Travayu. Moder Rabbi Shimon Psikreishiv Aloyomis. But even Rabbi Shimon, who says that Dovah Shemes Kavin is mutalichat chilish alachetz hetegom mahadrin mahadrin, to do an act, even though there's a 50-50 chance you can do a malacha derais, it's hetegomor. But the psikreisha, the game's over. What's been psikreisha? So the Rishayim say different opinions, but many Rishayim say the model of psikreisha is very simple. I have a chicken, and my kid wants a toy to play with. I don't want to kill the chicken. I want the toy. I want to cut it off the head. Play with the old style toys. Okay, play with the chicken's head. So I cut off the head of the chicken. I said, I don't want the chicken to die. I'm not interested. I'm not playing with the chicken dying. It's Dovah Shemes Kavin. It's Dovah Shemes Kavin today till tomorrow. It's Dovah Shemes Kavin. Psikreisha v'liyobus. You're going to cut off the head. It's not going to die. Of course it's going to die. So the Gemara says the buck stops here. Dovah Shemes Kavin means you don't know the malach is going to happen. But you know God's good the malach is going to happen. This is Nishkin Dovah Shemes Kavin. Well, that's a psikreisha. Now there's a further question. How God's good do you know it? Do you know it with 100% certainty? Do you know with 50.001% certainty? Is there a thing called a carve lip segresha? A piroi segresha? That's already a loaded question. But the basic tzur of a chilup between Rav Shimon Kavin being sophic and a segresha being vados, or carve vados, or rov vados, or soft like vados, that exists clearly. The Gemara says that pem mole abai, v'rov adamit shabai, v'rov adamit shabai, v'rov adamit shabai. Now it's possible that not everybody in the Gemara knew that. It's even possible, actually, the Gemara even presents it, that Abai himself didn't even know that in his early years. Rava convinced him of it. The Gemara, simple reading of the Gemara is impregnable as the Mila, is that Abai in his early years didn't even chop that, didn't even subscribe to that idea of Rav Shimon, and Rava turned the tide on him and finally got him in his later years, Abai Rav the Amateur Value. The reason why that piece of historical information is important is because there are a few Gemaras here and there that seem to conspicuously be missing the sugya psikreisha. The Gemara has a few lines here and there tucked away in Zvachim, which is in the middle of nowhere, that seem to discuss Dovah Shemes Kavin, even though there seems to be a psikreisha. So one of the possible biurim to those cryptic Gemaras appears in the Sefer Mari Korkus. Mari Korkus was a parish written on the Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah quotes in Sefer Zeroyim. We have a lot of it in a couple of, not in the regular, like in Moed, Nashim, Zikim, whatever, so we don't have it. But you have it comes in the obscure Rambams. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes it every other line, and we have it printed in the Franco Rambams. So the Mari Korkus has this theory that he develops that you have a Gemara here, there, and other places that seem to ignore Psigratia. Mari Korkus says, those Gemaras were all pre-Rava's days. Those Gemaras were the early Amoraim. If you look carefully, those are early Amoraim talking, who weren't didn't chop yet this chiddush of Abai v'Rava. Again, that's about as close to historical Gemara as you're going to get out of me. So whatever it is, the bottom line is, we live in a world post Abai v'Rava, so what happened pre-Abai v'Rava, I mean, interests us and lomdus, doesn't interest us too much l'halacha. Bottom line is, we live in a world of Cain, Moder, B'Shem, Zigreish, V'Lo Yomus. Okay, good. How does this play out in terms of Tzeda? Chor plays out in the following. If I do an act A that may or may not result in a tzeda, I don't know, 50-50 chance, you can hide by Dovah Shemes Kavin. But if I know, or pretty know, or close to knowing, or carve, or row, whatever barometer you use to measure psikreisha, if it meets the criteria of psikreisha, the game's over. That's the Pashas HaDvar. Comes the Gemara, the Besach HaShavs HaKuf Gimel, and puts the brakes on psikreisha. Comes the Gemara and differentiates the brisket. There are two kinds of psikreishas. Comes the Gemara and says, there's a psikreisha de nichale, and a psikreisha de lo nichale. Now, the Gemara doesn't really use those terms. The Gemara illustrates those two scenarios, and the Rishonim plugged in those. So the Rishonim made up those terms, basically. But they're a description of what the Gemara is basically mapping out for us. The context of the Gemara of Kuf Gimel in the Sefer Shabbos was about a fellow who is doing an act of kitzer. He's plucking some grass out, and the Gemara has a whole technical discussion: how much grass does he have to pluck in order to be chayav? There's a shear for kitzer. So it depends if he's going to eat, if it's like an edible kind of a thing, he's plucking out lettuce, so the shear is gregarious. If it's to feed the animals, if it's to cook, so it's the levash or beitz. Everyone, if it's for wood, it's kedelahasi. Each one has its own shear. Each act of tzad has its own shear. The Gemara says, what if the reason why you're plucking the dirt is liyapas sakarka? You're trying to improve the ground. So your real goal is to weed the ground, to improve the quality of the ground. So Gemara says that b'chayev a kol shehu. Then even if it's the smallest amount, you're going to be chayev. So that happens to be a lomdash machloikis. Does the Gemara mean that you're chayev in kaitse kol shehu? Does the Gemara mean it's a different malach, it's chayev chayrish kol shehu? So we look at Gimel, you have to figure out what in the world the Gemara meant. But it's clear for the Gemara, kol shehu. Yes, the Gemara, so I understand, atu kulum lav liyapas sakarkaninu? Whenever you're yanking out these things, it's always going to improve the quality. It's always, you pull some stuff out of the ground, it makes the rest of the soil grow better. So it's always the opposite character. So what is the price of giving a whole chagadja that if it's for this amount, it's yenim amount, shvenim amount, but it's always the opposite, it's always the kol shehu. So comes the Gemara and says, ba'ara delav delay. It's not your land. So what did the Gemara just say? I'm doing an action. I'm doing fundamentally an action of ktsira letzorech achila, but I'm not doing enough of it to be really chayev, because I'm pachasik the shir. So basically, I'm not really doing malach. I'm doing a maisa that's, I can't say the word with a straight face, mutter, but you know what I mean. Minat Torah, it's really mutter. I'm doing less than the shir. But I am causing inevitably a malacha to happen, because plucking out grass, even pachas v'gashir, even a kol shehu, is called a malacha deraisa, because it's mesachnas hakarka. Whether that's a lower form of kaitzer, whether it's chayrish, I don't care right now. So it's a funny kind of davar shem miskavid. It is a really, really bizarre davar shem miskavid. That's what it is. I'm doing A. That's basically okay, because it's below the shear, no? And there's a davar shem miskavid there. But the Gemara says, no, it's not. It's a psigration. The Gemara says, no, it's not. It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because it's not your land anyway. That is the source in Shas. For psigration, l'nichalei. That's it. I mean, maybe another one to Gemara. This is it. You heard it here. Shabbos comes from Aleph, talking about a guy who's anyway doing something he shouldn't be doing, but we can call it secretion legal because it's our law of delay. What did the Gemara say? So there's a major machlekes rishonim between the Sefer Aruch. Sefer Aruch was a dictionary written by Nassim Romi before the days of Rashi, but in the middle of the dictionary, it's like Kalachapedia. He gives you a lot of tikkutars in the dictionary. There's the Sefer Aruch against the Balei Tosfos. Sefer Aruch tells us what the Gemara just said was that Modi Reb Shimon Reb Sikreish on Reb Sikreish the Nichalei. If it's lo Nichalei, everything's mutter. Honky, everything's gevaldik. Het Begom Reb Sikreish lo Nichalei Het Begomer. Comes Tosfos and says the Gemara never said that. The Gemara was talking about Yechayev on a level of Deraisa. All the Gemara said is Reb Sikreish lo Nichalei is not necessarily Deraisa. The Gemara never said it's mutter. It's a far cry from being Chayev to being mutter. It's stuck right in the middle, called Potter Velasser. So it's that Gemara that sets the stage for Machlekes Taisin the Aruch. Any and every time you have a psik Reisha Dolo Nichalei, Osir with the Rabbanan or Mutter. Zicha Potter, for sure Potter, Kufgimu and Al Potter, can't be Chayev. Does that translate to mean Mutter Lechet Chilo or Osir with the Rabbanan? That's a loaded, loaded question with thousands upon thousands of Nafkaminas. Practically speaking, Nuch HaShabbos today, but we're only learning to say that right now. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll try to see how that sugya sets the stage for all the klal of the psikreishas, the nichleis, the low nichleis, particularly in terms of tzeda. And hopefully, Mitzvah Shem branch out to other machzahs.